All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
It looks like a bunch of people in Halloween costumes having a party, and it smells like weed. No one here cares where you grew up or the color of your skin. They just care that you're wearing silver and black.
Riders! Let's go, baby!
Think you know what that is and where we recorded it? KALW's Liz Mack and Jeremy Dalmas met some people in an Oakland parking lot who can tell you more.
Welcome to Oakland!
My name is Rob Gredvick. This is the experience that you come for. It's the game is, you know, the dessert. But this is the main entree. You come in and do the tailgating, and everything after that is just all gravy.
Tri-tip, pork loin. Look, that's what you want to see. That's where the big stuff is. For the fat guys. Yeah, I'm going to move them over. Give me a second. I just want the cheese to melt.
Tell them a story.
Come on.
How many years have you been coming here, Brad?
30 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, my name's Brad Shoeback. The Raiders are synonymous with Oakland. And that's the way it should be. I'm not a 49er fan, never have been. My parents had season tickets to the 49ers, and I sat in a car with a black shirt on.
Really?
Absolutely. Raider fans are just basically, blue-collar people. Nothing fancy. You know, it gets to the subject about, are we white wine drinkers? No. You go to some of the fancier stadiums, it's a whole different crowd. It's getting so expensive, it's out of the price of working people. And I don't think that's right. Anyway, it's time for a beer.
Okay. What are you drinking?
Coors Light.
Is it okay if I record you guys playing some music?
My name is Carolyn Reyna. We live in Covina, California.
When did you leave?
We left Friday night and we drove, I think, 3.5 hours. And then Saturday morning we got up and we finished driving another 3 hours. This is our trailer, yeah, because we're season ticket holders for 8 years. And I got tired of staying in the Motel 6 because at night there's nothing but men. Now I have got my own bedroom, got my own kitchen. That's my bedroom over there. You can see it. And then there's a bathroom. We've got our own kitchen.
You even got the Raiders shower.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. It's just all Raidered. It's black and gray, and we have all kinds of Raider memorabilia everywhere. It's all black and silver.
We got cognac, we got fireball, we got vodka, we got pineapple vodka, we got mango margarita, we got whatever you need.
Give me a hug.
My name's Kerry. Everybody calls me Kay. I do Pro Park. I work for Pro Park. I park all these cars for Raider fans for the tailgate. We start at 6. 6 in the morning. People are in line at 6 in the morning, ready to go. We don't open the gates till 8. But they're here ready to go. They want every minute of it. Because win, lose, or draw, these fans are here, man. Rain, sleet, snow, whatever. You know, they don't drop off. So I got to go park a car real quick.
My name is Rob Hobart. I'm a lifelong Raiders fan. It looks like a bunch of people in Halloween costumes having a party. And it smells like weed. This is the least racist place you will go. No one here cares where you grew up or the color of your skin. They just care that you're wearing silver and black. I love the Raider Nation.
Thank you, sir. No alcohol beyond this point. Thank you so much.
Well done.
Thank you. Excuse me, sir. Sir.
Give me your first and last name.
Irvin Livingston Jr.
How long have you been a Raiders fan?
I mean, since I was a kid, about 38 years. since I was a baby. When I came out of the womb, I said, Raiders. If you walk and you say Raiders, and you don't even know that guy, he's going to tell you Raiders and say, hey, you want a beer or a shot? You hungry? That's the Raider environment, Raider Nation. Hey, what's your name?
Joseph, man.
Irvin, see? That's how serious it is.
Oh, you guys have just met each other right now.
It's Raider Nation. That's how it works.
See, look, throw him the ball. Oh, and that's a cop right there that we're talking to. See? Even the cops love us. Only at the game. On the street? Nuh-uh. We can't talk about no. Raider games are the best.
That piece was produced by KALW's Jeremy Dalmas and Liz Mack. The story is part of their new series, The Cutaway, which looks into Bay Area subcultures. Now, as you heard, Raider Nation is going strong, but the future of their favorite team in the Bay Area isn't clear. The Raiders' stadium lease expires this month, and the owner says the team is in the process of negotiating a one-year extension. There is a possibility that the Raiders will leave Oakland. It's happened before, and it might happen again. And that would leave a big, empty parking lot on game days. A lot of you called in this week. Thanks to all our Audiograph fans. It's always great to hear from you. Our winner is Robin Young. Congratulations! We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, we'll have a new mystery sound next week. Ready for your sneak listen? Here we go.
One of the unique things about this room is the collection of cool growing orchids.
You know, she's been here for 136 years, and honey, if I look this good at 136, awesome.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? Give us a call and tell us, 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We'll tell you the story behind the sound next week. Until then, thanks for listening and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.